Blog Talk Radio.
It's the morning show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
Think I wanna hit the moon.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the world according to Drew. I'm Andrew Wood, live from Studio A this morning. Got so much to talk about, so little time to do it in. As always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My iMessenger, which you can find online weekly. We have the Texas Metro News as well as the Garland Journal. No excuse for news. We got it all right here for you. So much is going on in the world. We're going to try to sum it up in 2 hours as much as we can, and plus have you participate in a little dialogue, find out what's going on in your world. Some of the things we'll look at this morning, boy, the shootings are up across the country. We'll talk about that. No exception for Dallas, Texas as well. The G7, Last time we talked about G7, looked like we wasn't breaking bread with nobody. So it's a tough road for the president. Russia, England, seeing the queen, going through a lot of countries as the G7. We'll talk about that. Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, goes to Mexico. Had me scared a little bit. Planes needed some more service, and she got over to and from with no problem. Harry and Morgan with the new baby. What's going on? How they're being responded to over in England, Mother England, with the new baby and everything. And believe it or not, even when you don't think he's in the news, he's in the news. The Kentucky whiskey distributors or distillers are still a little hot because of what, 45-9-1, that's what we called the previous president, stopped and created sanctions with other countries that was buying our spirits from Kentucky. We'll talk about that and see what's going on. But again, so much time not to have, but so much to talk about, and we'll do it all now. Let's bring in the Prime Minister of Oak Cliff, Cocoa Hill Mayor, Joppy's number one citizen, none other than Harold Horatio Hubbard, Jr. Good morning.
What's up?
What's up? Sound like you road warrior this morning. Good morning.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Well, we got a lot going on this morning, and of course, we're going to get your spill on Juneteenth, which is coming up this weekend. So we got quite a bit we're going to talk about, and we're glad you're a part of it. You're down there where one of the parks are, down in Houston. You still down in Houston?
I got on back, man. I got a drive-through for the son today at his church, so I got on back.
Okay. Well, some can make you move. I ain't mad at you.
Got to represent.
Well, it is a great time of the year, man, with the kids graduating. Hopefully, if you get him on, and hopefully I contacted another gentleman from Kimball High School, see if they could get on as well, too, and just we can kind of get some rites of passage. Or how things are, or what to expect out there in the real world. Because they've gotten a nice, reached a nice milestone in their lives. But you know
what?
True. It's just starting now. The road has just begun. So we'll get some things. Any other high school students we can get with to make them understand, or help them understand what they're going through. Because, Harold, we thought we had a ride to graduating from high school.
Right.
Not knowing that was just the beginning.
Just the beginning.
So and it seemed like it took forever to get to high school or graduation. But once you got there, boy, the world starts spinning a little faster. And when you get to be ripe old age that we are, we still in our 40s. We are, I can't count when it comes to age. But now that we're in our 40s, where did time go? So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about. Talk about all this violence going on, and we still want to walk around with no permit.
No training.
With a holster. And I'll tell you about the experience that I had on Friday. It kind of made me feel uncomfortable a little bit, but we'll talk about it a little bit later. So try to get him in on us so we can just kind of, we'll sag him in. Let him know what time he's calling, and we'll sag in with that, honoring those great men and women that have finished high school. And let's not forget, Harold, there's a lot of kids that finished kindergarten. Let's start in the beginning.
Finished
kindergarten, embarking on the first grade, and then some of them graduate from sixth grade, depending on school system, to get them into junior high. then unlike we did in Florida, you all start on in the ninth grade. They're doing it like that now. But when I was coming up, ninth grade was considered junior high.
Yeah.
We didn't have any school. And
yes,
what's right. The high school? Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are military or school got in the workforce, it was a whole different ball game. So we'll talk about that. I'm just so excited. This morning is a lot of love in the air as well. And I'm going to get you to go to an event with me when we get our football coach going to come in town. So kind of get you on that orange and green spirit as well. But so much to talk about, so little time to do it in. You know, it's just amazing what's going on around this world. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to explore my unfavorite thing to talk about, again, is the number of homicides that are going on. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this. I may come off wrong, but that's okay. Look, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we just got rid of our first black, first African-American, whatever label. You know where I'm going with it. Police chief, because there was an overabundance of crime in the city. And constantly, I've always talked about you cannot hold, and I'm going to get to it, you cannot hold the fire chief of Dallas or any city accountable for the number of fires that happen in the city. You don't hold them accountable for how they put them out or what they save. But how do they know when a fire starts? When they get that alarm call at the station.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they find out. And they react accordingly. Well, how does a police chief stop murders in a city? It seems when we have that little extra tan in the equation, we're not responding fast enough. We're not doing this. Well, chief has been in several months, and guess what? Pleasant Grove, as the kids would say, is off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, residents scared to come outside.
Mm.
You know, and that's crazy. You can't even come out your own neighborhood.
Mm.
It's mass shooting. Again, who do you blame? You know, a lot of the blame go up north to the White House. That I do understand. But we need to have a collaborative effort to try to control everything that we can. Chicago still having shootings. Austin, Texas, Savannah, Georgia, White Center, Washington, Detroit, Yonkers, New York, Memphis, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Houston, Texas. Now, let me tell you something about Houston. I love the Rockets. Texas is still growing on me because, you know, if you're a Cowboy fan, there's not too many other teams you'd like a love other than Tampa Bay and Miami Dolphins. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I got carried away. I'm on this side of the Mississippi River. Yeah, you say like the one team. Cleveland, Ohio, Homestead, Kendall, Florida, St. Louis, North Carolina, Portland, Oregon, Oakland, California, Salt Lake City, Chicago again. And I'm going back because I'm in June. Indianapolis, New Orleans, Fruitport Township, Michigan, Wilmington, Delaware. It's a travesty that we have to call those numbers out, those names of shootings. And that's just the month of June. Let me give you the numbers again. I know you're quick on your feet. Chicago with 16 people affected. I'm sorry. Chicago is the reporting of the 16th shooting, multiple shootings. A total of 10 people that were connected, with one being dead. Austin, Texas, 14 people connected. Savannah, Georgia, 8 people connected. White Center, Washington, 4 people connected. 4 people in Detroit. Now, I haven't even said anything about what happened in the train yard in California. That seemed like it's just been a while back. But when the guy ran into this train yard, and it's awful, awful, awful. 10 people, 10 shoes, San Jose.
Mm.
When is it going to stop? That is just, you just hate to go outside, Errol.
Yeah.
And in some place you may live in this country, you don't even have to go outside your house. You can be laying in your bed. A stray bullet finds its way in your bedroom.
Mm.
And then you want to open up with open carry, no permit? None. Zero. Nada. And on Friday, I went to a restaurant. A gentleman, he was strapped. He was strapped. He had his shirt pulled out so you couldn't see it. But not only was he strapped with one, he was strapped with two. Come on,
nah.
Matt Dillon?
Nah.
Matt
Dillon? It ain't so.
I'm telling you. Strapped with two. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Felt very uncomfortable, you know, just seeing that. But what do you do? Mm. Are we asking ourselves to open up the OK Corral? That we could come strapped? You know, after a while, I know some brothers going to come with shotguns. They're going to say, no, it's just handgun. Well, when I hold it, it's in my hand. And it's a gun. I pray that it gets better than worse. Instead of worse than better. And then you have these young kids getting out of school. You know, what do they think? That's the craziness of this world that we live in.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man.
And, yeah. And as a parent, you sitting up, you know, I know how my parents set up when I was going, Harold. You try to call. Well, if you knew, if you were late, I just take my licks. Take my licks, and I see y'all in the morning. That was the attitude I took. And let me give you a funny story. Usually you can sneak in without them knowing you're getting in.
Mm-hmm.
And I messed up one time, and that's the last time I messed up was when I parked my car in the driveway. They had already delivered the morning paper about five in the morning. I brought the paper inside. I brought it inside.
Oh. Lord.
And so my mother, who got up early all the time, said, oh, you got here by 5:15, because I got to throw the paper at 5 o'clock. Nothing I can say. But I tell you this, the next time I got home late, I picked the paper up, put it behind my car, snuck in the house. You know, I need to write a book. I would be there to see it. Newspaper. Harold, I even had an obstacle course in what you call a den. We call it a Florida room.
Mm-hmm.
I come in the Florida. We have a little pool lamp. You know what I'm talking about? The little globe that you pull the line down to light up. Well, my mother unplugged, couldn't see what was going on. She put the little portable, I call them TV trays. And she staggered them. And I came tumbling. Blooka, 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 blooka. Oh, getting in 5:30, huh? Now, for those young folks listening, I'm just telling the old man story. So the next time, I put a flashlight at the front door. So I navigated through that, and I got through a lot of things. You know how kids, you're trying them. I was off of school. I thought I was a little grown at the time.
Yeah.
Right. But you know what? The love that they showed, it may have kept me out of more trouble than I've ever seen. If you worry about it, can't do this. I got to get home. And then when I became my own person, you know, I would call my parents and tell them, y'all just go ahead and lock up. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Boy.
Again, here I am paving my own way, but the respect I have for my parents to tell them, y'all go ahead and go to sleep. I'll see y'all tomorrow. So my mother would sit up and wait for you. I can't sleep. I don't know what's going on. And I know a lot of parents have done that. I would love to talk with these young graduates and let them know you got a responsibility, first of all, to yourself. And secondly, the people that take care of you, you keep them in the loop as well.
Yeah.
Because it got hard out here when you don't have nobody in your corner. Mom and dad are it. Family. Extended family. Bring up some interesting points at that point. But Harold, we got a lot. Try to text your son. And I would love it. You know, we always hear from your daughter. But let's come on this morning and see what he can offer us.
Probably the early service.
Oh, okay. Just hit him.
I'm gonna try to hit him up right quick.
Now, earlier I mentioned some Juneteenth items, and I'm going to test you all on some Juneteenth things to just see where your heart at this morning. Is the Emancipation Proclamation. Now, we'll talk more, too, because we got something coming up this Thursday at the Big House as we talk about the Emancipation Proclamation. So, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but we'll, you know, I didn't know what it was when I moved here. So we're going to get it together. Like Michael Jackson said, we'll get it together and leave it alone.
We're going
to get it together.
You say, so I'll leave it alone.
We're going to talk about some Juneteenth, tell you a little bit about it. There's so much going on with so little time to talk about it right here on The World According to Drew. Again, I mentioned that you pick up newspapers. Want to say good morning to Cheryl Smith, who makes all of this possible. Want to say good morning to Anita Odom. Harold, she's been selected as our superb woman of the day. Very nice. Rocking the natural hairstyle, a beautiful smile. And Ms. Odom, for decades, have served faithfully developing and supporting minority businesses or programs to benefit the inner city youth. She is the first African-American female urban area director for Young Life in West Dallas, a national nonprofit organization that spreads the word of Jesus Christ to troubled inner city youth. Anita earned a degree in accounting and business management from Cedar Valley College and had an advanced degree from Dallas Baptist University in business administration, graduating magna cum laude. Boy, that sounds good. Yeah. Well, I know a lot of my friends graduated. Thank you, Lordy. So
thank you.
It's still a degree at the end of the day, but that's a great accomplishment he's making over in West Dallas. And she's being spotlighted in there. She's part of the tandem, Harold. Found a way working for Odom's Barbecue with her family.
Oh, okay.
Miss Anita Odom.
Yeah, I wonder if they got their building fixed.
Now, they're over in West Dallas off Singleton, right?
Right, but, you know, they had some people run through their front wall.
Oh, wow. I go
yeah,
that way,
man. Crazy.
Quite a bit. When I don't want to deal with that traffic on 35, I cut through West Dallas quite a bit. Next time I'll check it out. I think they should have. I haven't seen anything.
They all related, you know, them barbecue families, they all related. They related to the Hardemans.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What,
so,
did you ask for barbecue?
Oh, man.
Oh, it's going to be well represented.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, she is the spotlight, our superb woman of the day. Congratulations, Anita Odom. You know, everybody's talking about Wall Street. We celebrate the Black Wall Street. Now we have the West Wall Street. And that's at Friendship West Baptist Church. Outdoors, they're going to be there. Oh, actually, they were there on yesterday. And
really?
That comes to small business, yeah.
Hmm.
So, you know, Dr. Haynes doing great things over at the Wild Wild West. That's what they like to call it, the Wild Wild West. But they call it West Wall Street now. And if you missed the event, just go to www.friendshipwest.org. And I'm sure they may have some additional information that may kind of capsulize what happened on yesterday. Next weekend, I mean, they got a lot going on. You know, and I know we got Father's Day coming up. Harold, it's interesting. My little hesitation is that Cheryl puts it so nicely. You know, I got to blow it up. The National Poor People Assembly. They got the blues coming back. You know, folks, let me tell you this. Even though the numbers are down, make sure you have your vaccination as well. Continue to wear your mask. If you're around your family, you know the skinny. That's what we call here. Not the 411. We know the skinny. You know pretty much how your family lives. Just still be precaution. Take precaution. Excuse me. And you know, let's see our way through. Numbers are down. There's still some cases being reported, and we can't let our guard down at all. You know, things are starting to open up. Sometimes I've been places within the week, and I'm the only one with a mask on. But it's not for me. It's for the people that I'm around trying to make sure that I don't do anything to jeopardize their life. That's how I look at it. So be careful. Get your shots. I know some people are still doubting. They say it's not enough analytics to support them getting their shots. I have a very good friend. We talked about it a little bit. He's about 50-50 now, but we want him to get taken care of so he can take care of his family. That's what it's all about. Harold, I know you're going to enjoy this announcement. We got the strike crew coming through. And we're just not talking baseball.
Really?
Not just talking baseball. Talking about the strike crew. They're going to be coming. It's a Rattler Athletic Fund. Going to come back like they did last year. And hopefully we can get some good stuff going here in Dallas for them. I know we have some kids that are very much interested in going to FAMU. And especially it's going to be nice when we start playing Grambling on the regular. Texas Southern, even Prairie View, gives me a chance to go visit those two beautiful campuses down in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and how is it that your baby, her baby, their baby could play right here in the state of Texas and they can be there within 4 hours? You can't beat that. Or go to Baton Rouge, go to Grambling, go to Pine Bluff. So I think we need to start having a presence. I will preach that to our athletic department and see what they can do, because you want some fans. We travel. We travel extremely well, Harold. But you know what? If we can get the additional fan base right here in the Metroplex, that would be even better. So we'll give you a few more details on when they're going to be in town. And it's going to be nice. It's going to be very, very nice what's happening. And bring it to, if you can't go to Tallahassee, we'll bring Tallahassee to you. And that's what we're doing. So, again, so much is going on. Coaches, all the coaches got new contracts. Harold, and one of the biggest things I like to announce, a major superstar in the NBA. We have a connection with Nike as well as LeBron James. They will be outfitting the Rattlers for the next couple of years. Well, I can hear crickets on your side, Harold. You all right?
No comment. I mean, they say if you ain't got nothing good to say, just hold your comment.
Yeah, I just thought we heard some crickets over there. But you know, the George Floyd bills and the activity that occurred in Minnesota, I understand that a lot of our HBCUs, their enrollment applications are much higher than they've been in years. You know, there's a certain amount of responsibility that we need all our historically black colleges and universities to hold the standards high and continue doing the things that they've been doing for years. But now the American spotlight is on us. We want some of those delays. And if you go on to HBCU, especially in our era, Harold, we had some issues. Long lines, you know, getting classes at times. It depended on, you know, which department, but a lot of our deans worked to make sure we got in our class. But there were some struggles, whether it was in Louisiana, Texas, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, any of the Carolinas. People say, well, the lines was long. We just couldn't get this, that, and the other. Things have gotten better, and that's why we need people to always donate back to their school. But now the numbers are there. The great state of Maryland not long ago, Harold, had reparations. Well, they're historically black. So they've been underfunding them. So that's with the likes of Bowie State, Coppin State, Morgan State, and I think they included University of Baltimore, University of Maryland, Baltimore County as a black school. Where if you know the makeup of Baltimore, you know it's you had the east side over there with John Hopkins. But once you leave the east side, we over probably about 90%, at least 85% black in Baltimore. Because a lot of people moved out of the city. That's Baltimore City. And so with the numbers being up, there's a certain degree of integrity. Is that a good word? I don't know if I want to use that. A certain amount of integrity that we must uphold. Some of the great things that we've done, now we have to really bring it to the forefront because of the national attention. And speaking of national attention, I want to say congratulations to the track team of North Carolina A&T. Harold, they've been beating the lights. They won. They beat the Arkansas, the Texas A&M, the LSUs of the world. Because when you talk about track, those are the ones, UCLA, USC, Oregon, just a little bitty town there in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Really?
A&T, the Juan Magnier, astronaut that lost his life in the Challenger. Home of Jesse Jackson, where he went to school. One of the finest institutions in HBC land.
Yeah. Tallahassee?
Great. No, we're talking about A&T. We're going to get him a little spotlight.
Oh.
A lot of people don't even know what A&T stands for. Take a good guess, Eric. Huh?
Is it agricultural and technical?
Bing, bing, bing. Well, you're going to get some Juneteenth tickets to hold them barbecue.
Uh-oh.
Very good. You know, a lot of people can't tell you what A&M stands for, whether it's Prairie View, FAMU,
yeah.
Alabama A&M. Mm. And I'll spare you on that one. I think I may know that one. Agriculture and mechanical.
Mechanical.
And land-grant schools. And for those who are not sure about land-grant schools are those that the government support because they were doing agriculture. Okay? They were doing the technology. And back after the Emancipation Proclamation in the around those years in the 1830s, about 1850, and then we came along in 1887 at FAMU, and it was the only way you could either be a teacher, a preacher, or you did agriculture. Those were most of the programs that we offered. But it was a strong, strong bond among our schools. We know about George Washington Carver, Booker T. Washington there in Tuskegee. But there were people all over. Great things going on in Prairie View A&M where they deal with agriculture. And even when I visited the campus several years ago, they ag department, I call it the big horseshoe down in Prairie View when you drive in. Right there before you make that first left in the horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
It's agriculture down at the bottom. The agriculture department has some cows out there, which is good.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a lot of our money is based on that. And for those who have just graduated, think about agricultural science.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had it all over again, I do love what I do. I've been doing it so long. I've passed up other jobs to continue doing what I'm doing. But this agriculture, we don't get into plants. And, you know, a lot of agriculture is dealing with the beef, your vegetables, just not so much to grow them, but just making sure things are proper for the market, for consumable goods, if you want to look at it that way. But Prairie View has one of the final programs at Texas A&M. We're going to give them props to, because in this neighborhood, even though they're not HBCU, they're one of the leaders in agriculture. And they actually have an installation here in the Dallas area off Court Road, north of Campbell and south of George Bush, Texas A&M, right in Dallas. So talk to kids and see if they're interested. Tons of money. When I say tons of money, sound like coming to America. I'm talking about tons of money in the agriculture field. And we'll get a young lady who's taking advantage of that, Harold. She graduated from FAMU in ag business. And now she's working on a master's. She'll be closing out here at Texas A&M. We got a full ride. So these historically black colleges and universities can give you the foundation to go on to additional institutions of higher learning.
Right.
And that ag, any science or medicine, anything, it's good. But the one best kept secret in college is this agriculture. You can work for the Food and Drug Administration. You can do environmental studies, and I think the young lady I mentioned earlier, she gets a chance to come back here, Harold, and her project is to look at the water that's over there just, let me get my direction, just north of Ann Arbor and south of South Oak Cliff High School. There's a creek running through there.
Hmm.
And that's her project area, trying to see what they can do to make that better. Explore, because a lot of people didn't even know it was a creek. If you drive back there, look, you go so far, you're going to make that left or that right before you get to South Oak Cliff, coming from Life Charter School, just to give you a point of reference. So there's a lot going on with ag and environment. And we got brilliant minds. We've been up in space. We've been underwater. And even now on the surface, we can make a difference in this world that we live in as well. It's about 46 minutes after hour. Welcome to the World According to Drew. We have Harold Hubbard riding shotgun. We're going to have a few callers on, and we're happy that you're here with us. Just press 1. We can get you on live. Some of the things we're talking about this morning is one of the shootings, the across the country still up. And, again, one of my questions for today, do we hold police chiefs accountable for everything that's going on in their jurisdiction? Totally accountable. That's one thing. I see we have a couple callers. I just want to get some feedback from you all. And don't forget to spread the word. Let your friends know, 646-200-0459. Again, 646-200-0459 to get in there, and hopefully we can get some things done. We have one caller, and we appreciate you jumping in there all the way from the 504. And let me get straight on you. 504. 504.
The boot.
Hey, God bless you, good brothers in the audience. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we peachy, peachy.
always look forward to Sunday mornings to fellowship with you all. So.
We appreciate it. Appreciate it very much so. So let me just jump right to it. As my mom said, just look, we need no bread and no mustard. Get right to the meat. Do you think police chiefs should be totally held accountable for the amount of shootings and deaths in their city?
Yeah, we had an interesting case this past week, matter of fact. I think it was Tuesday. We had a physical therapist, 7:30 in the morning, and she was leaving to go to work, and she was stabbed by some thug in the chest, and she died immediately. And she's 60 years old. And come to find out, this 43-year-old thug was supposed to have an ankle monitor on, but he didn't have the ankle monitor on. So I'm not sure who's responsible for that, if it's the police, the sheriff's department, or some other department. But, you know, you got these clowns walking out here free and innocent victims being killed by some ineptitude in terms of the city's monitoring systems of these thugs, you know, so... That's something we really have to look at in terms of our criminal justice system. How efficiently is it being run? Because you have innocent people losing their lives behind this, you know? And so they had some groups got together this weekend and provided self-defense courses for, I guess, more so for women, but men also need it, you know, and to protect the community. So those are some of the things that falls right in line with what you're talking about there.
And we definitely need that, to get people to be more aware of their surroundings. And, you know,
right.
we do get we get very comfortable in our own surroundings. That's why when I go out and tell family, you look around. Make sure everything is fine. Because we so far now, it's not only the two-legged predator that you look for, you got to kind of look for that four-legged predator, too, called a coyote. So So you definitely have to be just stay aware of what's going on. And it's unfortunate that the young lady lost her life. You know, because, again, there's so many things that she was possibly able to do for the community, and now her life, a person put a period in her life and she'll never be able to accomplish everything. But, you know, I've always been a firm believer as a grandfather and just family ties to the ministry. And, you know, we never know the time nor the hour that we're going to leave. And the ones that, the things that we can control, we just need to take control, take the bull by the horns, and make a difference in the lives that we love.
Exactly. And she had a second degree black belt. So, you know, not that you're going to be invincible if you know self-defense, but it's better to know something than not to know anything at all. And even when you have certain skills and talents, you still need to try to apply it at all times. Not saying she didn't apply, but, you know, it's better to know something than not to have something. And be prepared as best you can for whatever situation that might arise, you know. Because he may have caught her off guard when she probably had things on her mind, getting ready for work. And maybe she was alert. Who knows exactly what happened? She may have been totally alert about her environment. But it's better to be more prepared than, you know, underprepared for a situation.
And, you know, I found that article.
This guy had a long rap sheet. So, you know, I'm sure he had a lot of skills, too, of how to take advantage of people under a lot of different situations. He was 43 years old. It wasn't like he was a young guy. He was 19 or 18. This is a 43-year-old guy doing carjacking and killing.
He's a grown man.
Yeah.
And it's under more. Right. Couldn't say it like I want. He's a grown man.
Right.
But here's the story. Right. Here's the story. Out of your Channel 4 CBS affiliate, man sought after woman stabbed to death in the 7th Ward, trying to carjack.
Right.
She was taken to a local hospital where she died from her injuries. And actually, they have the young man on camera. They actually felt.
Hold on, let me.
Yeah, they actually have him on film.
They apprehended him Friday. They caught him Friday. And so I'm glad it didn't take too long over a period of time to catch him, you know?
Right, they had some security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a shame. You wake up, you want to go to work and help people, and she's not able to help anybody because somebody just had a senseless act.
Right.
And sometimes two people may be a little frightened. They might say, here, take a couple of dollars, get on the bus, get where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
But now two lives. He's going to be in the belly of the beast, and she's going on to be with her Lord. And it shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't happen like that at all.
Right.
But just seeing again, New Orleans Police Department said that the carjacking happened about 7:30 a.m. in the 1500 block of North Georgina.
Was it Rosherblaze?
Huh?
What street did they say again?
Georgina's, New York.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's probably French. Let me put my French hat on.
Yeah.
Georgina's. Oui, Georgina's.
Georgina's, maybe.
Oh, is that how they pronounce it? Georgina's? I guess that's it. That's more French than I am. I speak a little French. French fries, French toast. Okay. Thank you for the pronunciation of that. And neighbors say Portia Pollock was stabbed in the chest by a man who then drove off with her car. Paramedics took Pollock to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead from her injuries. The police department not officially released Pollock's name, but her niece, Fatima Muse, confirmed the identity saying that are on travel across the southeast Louisiana to provide physical therapy to mostly geriatric patients. It's a huge loss, and I quote, it's a huge loss for the city, end quote, Musetti. Again, end quote, anyone who knows her knows she rarely say no there when there's a place that she shouldn't be, you know, as far as helping patients, end quote. So, and then they have a picture of this young man just walking proudly. Pictures of her car in him. Too much technology.
Yeah.
And an innocent life has to be law because he want to ride.
Right. Yeah.
Sound like he's going to Angola. What's the name of y'all place?
Well, they got the state prison in Angola. So I'm going to see how they will receive him or respond to him, considering he, you know, took out a good Samaritan like herself, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, you got to have your head on a swivel. Be aware of your surroundings, as I mentioned earlier. And just not ladies. Guys, we need to have alerts, whistles, anything that would alert people something is going on.
Right.
Because even for guys with size, they may have two people to jump on.
Mm-hmm.
So make all kind of noise, hit your panic button on your car, anything. And ladies, always look around. Look around. Keep your little pepper spray, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
Grab your step on top of the instep. Pretty vulnerable spot on top of their foot.
Uh-huh. They, right.
You know, those are things that we need to
How do you know about that, man?
You'd be surprised. Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah. And we need to just make sure if it's through the police department, a little self-defense things, or even if they grab your hand, there are ways of getting out of that, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll just get a secret. Just turn your hand towards that thumb. The thumb ain't as strong as you think it is. So if they're holding you, just circle right to that thumb, and you'll get released. Even the strongest person.
So you got to turn the thumb, you said? You got to turn the thumb?
Yeah. Turn towards. So if you've been held by their left hand, then you're going to go clockwise. You catch that thumb. They grab you the other way, you go counterclockwise, and that thumb won't hold. It won't hold.
Mm. Wow.
Have a good grip, but you just all of a sudden do it. They're pushing down. You know, sometimes it'll relieve and they'll be like, whoa, what just happened? That's a good old 101. I think you need to take whistles, anything to make noise. Mm-hmm. They have these little things now that make a lot of noise. You can probably scare them away.
Right.
But,
yeah, where can you pick those up? The device you talk about, where can you pick that up? To make the noise.
Well, Harold has a friend that sells them. We'll probably get some information and help him out.
What
you
trying to get done?
The little things that what's my friend I met? I can't think his name. That knew you grew up with Cedric.
Oh yeah, Scott.
Yeah, he had a little alert thing that you separate and it make all kind of noise.
Oh, okay. You told me about that.
Yeah, you have that. They have lights, but that little indicator that they can just separate when somebody grabs them, and then it draws attention to the situation.
Right.
So we'll get some information and from him and see what we can do. But it's a great thing for everybody. I can't say just the ladies, but just for everybody to have.
Right. Right.
Because, you know, when you're trying to just go to work and you ain't bothering nobody, trying to make a difference in the lives of the people that you come in contact with, then you have to deal with this. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, you got that in all these mass shootings. You know, people just dying all over the country. And they want to turn back the hand of time and just let anybody carry a gun.
Did you hear about the case about the young?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did you hear about the case about the young 6-year-old black boy in Ypsilanti, Michigan, being shot at by an Asian man?
No, did not. What could a 6-year-old do to shoot at him?
Exactly. See, what happened, the 6-year-old boy, it's in Ypsilanti or Ann Arbor, Michigan. Somebody will look it up. The 6-year-old boy and his friends ran across the Asian man's yard with bicycles. And so the man initially threw a sledgehammer at the boy and missed him. And then after that, while he's in his house, the man shot at the boy. While the boy's outside and the man's inside, he shot at the boy and hit his arm, you know. And so they would say 6 inches one way, an inch one way or the other, the 6-year-old boy could have been killed. But it struck his arm, and he's doing okay now. But they say they had problems with this neighbor before. You know, he's created problems. And we're definitely enraged about that whole situation. And then another part of the story, too, was that people were enraged that the father of the 6-year-old boy said he didn't know what he should be doing. And some people that he didn't know what he should have been doing. So that's interesting, too, for a lot of different reasons. Because some people say, well, you know, you should have confronted the man. I guess the father wasn't there at the time, but some people feel that the father should have confronted the man after the fact and taken matters in his own hands. Or at least take some kind of, some kind of political action or make calls to City Hall. Oh, yeah, but one other thing, they put the man on a $1,000 bond, you know. And so paying bond is what you have to pay, what, 10% of a bond? So 10% of, what, $1,000 was $100? So he was out the same day on a $1,000 bond. The community caused such a ruckus that they increased the bond to $100,000 and they took him back to jail. But if the community hadn't committed that ruckus, he would have still been out. And then the judge who let him out initially or who received him told him good luck. So we're thinking some white racist judge who said that, some white racist female judge up there in Ypsilanti, Michigan. So there's a lot of dimensions to the story, from the judges to the criminal himself, the father's actions. Did he take the right action? Did he take the incorrect action? Then the health of the boy. So,
but you know, the older we get, we realize that they don't value that. I used to always say, the tan they can't stand. You can't get it in a bottle. And unfortunately, that the struggles that we have as a people, not only fighting for our lives, but fighting for jobs, fighting for everything, and seem like our place in space is getting pushed back even more. The more minority groups are coming in and pushing back. And if you can hear my voice, we really need to help each other. That's been our biggest pet peeve over the years. We don't trust each other, but you trust somebody that's really taken from you and preventing you from growing. We need to pool our resources and make a difference. So some of us understand the game. Some of us understand the financial gains that can be made if you put your money in the right spot. So that's the thing that we need to work on. Black Wall Street, yes, it is a day in the past, but we can look at their principles of starting things again and be in a position to have that total financial independence, which they don't want you to have, but that can be reestablished. It's something.
Right.
just don't know what to say is other than that. It's just wow.
But I think I'm looking discussions we should have. You know, say if someone does attack your child, what is the parent's responsibility? Should they take matters in their own hands or go to the authorities? You know, something people should think about ahead of time. Because when you're caught up in the heat of the moment, you don't know what your mind is going to do or how to react, you know. So I think it's best that we have these kind of conversations like we're doing now. So whenever something similar might come up, you know how to do something correctly and not make things worse one way or the other, you know.
Right. Well, here's the thing. With all the technology that we have today, and these kids are technologically savage. I say savage, but I'll take it away. My mind, I'm 400 stories up there in road. They can handle all this technology. Okay. Why don't we get the website or something and teaching these kids something? Self-defense and how to handle that and what they take. But we want to look at Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, it's good for a minute looking people and all. But everybody can get in the world of music. How many people have tried and still have not reached that pinnacle?
Right.
But we need to teach them how to survive. You know, how to make money, how to pay the bills. And folks, this is what I want you to do. The best lesson I ever learned in life. As a kid, you live for free. You do. But we got to get them out, give them a bill to pay while they home for the summer. Give me some on this bill. You go ahead and go online. You know, it was a time you had to always go to the water department. You didn't have all the computers. Put it in the mail. Pay your electric bill, phone bill. Those are all things we had to learn how to do. So now, with the technology, they can pay the bills. You know, give them that experience of paying.
Yeah.
Because we do give them too much. And when we give them too much leeway, that is, and never enough substance to learn, because there's a lot of people out here who can't pay their bills. They may have the money, but just don't know how to pay their bills. But it comes to fruition when that light, you're going to hit that switch. It doesn't come on. It has to find results at that moment. But you'd be surprised if the people cannot function by themselves. And that's when we need the young lady, Miss Odom, who is spotlighted, you know, of doing having programs, teaching the people over in West Dallas. And those who live in the Dallas area, talking about West Dallas, it was with Hispanic and Black. A lot of Blacks lost their houses in that area. So it's predominantly Hispanic. But we have to understand and work. You know, I can say this. Our brothers and sisters from Mexico are Latin American. I put it like that. But not all of them are from Mexico. They know how to get out here and work. There was a time, Eric and Harold, that if you needed some work done at your house, you called Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee Mr. Lee was a bootleg carpenter. But Mr. Lee could do the work. See, we don't get into that anymore.
Exactly.
You know, we have very few Black home builders. But we rather be screwed around with one of these major companies than to give it to somebody of color. You've been in your house 20 years and you still, your toilet still don't flush upstairs and you're scared to call the people. Scared to call. But let a Black man put it in. Oh, man, my thing ain't working. Well, sir, ma'am, I fixed it last week. Oh, it's running. So I think it runs after you flush it. I don't know. And for those are the things that we're dealing with. Do we trust? We don't even trust our own. And we need that. It's about 10 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the world according to Drew. We have Eric and Harold. Harold getting ready for his service today. His son just graduated. Congratulations, Dad.
Mom, congratulations.
He's going to be embarking on.
Sir, thank you, y'all. I was just doing a little reading here, and somebody, one of our listeners sent me a link. There was a mass shooting in 6th Street in Austin as well.
Yeah, what, today?
I just got it sent to me. I believe it was last night.
Wow.
One in custody, another still at large.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the month of June has just been outrageous. Outrageous.
Yeah.
I didn't even make my lineup. Today is, the 13th?
Well, 13th, yeah.
Got one for the 12th yesterday in Austin, Texas. 14 people injured, no deaths. And let me just read the description of it. At least 14 people were shot in downtown Austin in the early morning hours. A suspect has been arrested while police are still looking for another. How fortunate are those 14 people? No reported dead or death
right
at this particular time, the 14th. We don't know what the conditions are, but Chicago keep breaking records. 10 people were shot in Chicago with one dying. Savannah, Georgia, my family from that area, had 8 shootings with one death. White Center, Washington, 4 shootings with 2 deaths. People are dying too soon. People are dying too often. If we don't have to go in the military or go to a foreign land, it's a war right here in our own neighborhood, in our own street, and in some instances in our own yard.
Wow.
We have to fix this thing. And giving everybody the opportunity to carry a gun is not the answer. They already got the guns. Mm-hmm. Now you're trying to cut the middleman out now. You know they're going to get everybody going to be back. And I'm telling you from street 101 experience, and it's Sunday morning, I cannot say what I want to say, but y'all roll with me on this.
It looks like, Andrew, looks like earlier this week, Lackland, base down in San Antonio had reports of an active shooter.
Okay.
I mean, just going crazy, man. Like I say, it haven't even really started getting hot yet.
No. You know, the interesting thing for us, we talked about this one carjacking. There was another carjacking the day after New Orleans. They used a knife also, so we had 2 carjackings done by knives. So I guess knives are becoming a weapon of choice for some of these thugs, you know?
Wow.
Well, you just have to stay aware.
I thought knives were a thing of the past in terms of crime tools, so I guess not.
Nah.
See.
Look, it's on knife, fork. They know they can't do much with a fork, but it's been happening. It's just whatever they can. People getting desperate. One of the desperate measures, which is very important. That's why we need you to do a little self. Carry you some mace. Carry you the alert where it makes a lot of noise and scare the people off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that, I don't know if Cheryl's still online, maybe we need to talk about self-defense in our neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
get the police involved, just so that you can feel safer about yourself. That's the thing. Learn how to step on the instep. You know, a lot of people, and I'm just being real, thinking that you can strike someone in the scrotum. It hurt temporarily,
mm-hmm.
but if you've ever been, you know, you got to speak from experience on this. Even
mm-hmm.
when you play ball or something, you accidentally receive a blow. You finish your task off, and you finish. So flight or fright.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to be trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way, you know, the way to cook.
Yeah.
But folks didn't do something. We need to take back our little area one person at a time. That's how we're going to make it. And making sure that they are equipped to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Because these out here are crazy. Up and down.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, once you get your self-defense class or you know, whatever else you might do, don't get too confident, you know, overly confident.
You know, right. So, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Be wise, in other words.
Yeah. Keep your head on a swivel. You know, we as soon as you let your guard down, that's when things happen. You have to stay awake. First of all, physically you have to be awake, and mentally you have to be awake.
Right.
Pepper spray, ladies, and I know guys, we feel like we can't carry no pepper spray. You better do something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You better.
House 5 in the morning with no hot grease. So that used to be the cure-all.
The hot grease.
And let me give a 101. Ladies and guys, once you lock your door and you come outside, put your keys between each finger with the part where the key is cut out. Have that down. So if somebody bothers you, you can wipe at their face with those keys. Any kind of self-defense, you know, because they're going to look to see if you have something. But if you put your keys between your finger, and somebody grabs you, boom, man. You just have to learn how to survive. It's tough, but it can be done.
Exactly.
There's too many crazy people doing crazy, and some have, you know, kind of missed the boat on some items. But we got to fix our brothers and sisters up. Let the hospital do that. But if they do something outrageous, of course, they got to go in the belly of the beast. So, again, it's just kind of heartbreaking for a young lady, 60 years old, you know, to lose her life to somebody trying to carjack. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to get you guys on I know you all have had, you know, you may not drink now, but you've had some Kentucky bourbon or whiskey sometime in your life, maybe. If you never drink, then you just listen to me. Well, 45-9 minus 1, that's our previous president. He was the 45th president. 4 and 5 equal 9, and he always negative. That's how I come up with minus 1. 45-9 minus 1. His embargoes against other countries is still affecting, as we speak, the distillers in Kentucky. Use it to ship a lot over to Europe. Not happening. Not right now. So hopefully President Biden can go in and undo some of the items that have been preventing us from trade overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that G Summit work for us. A lot of people feel differently about it. I think it's such a party wave at it, meaning that they all, just because they're in that party, feel it should be another way.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know. But those are the things that we have to look at. The tariffs. Spirits are laying in Lexington, Kentucky right now. No place to go. It's going to be going over to Tango. And I mentioned, they always stress this. They won't trade. They don't want no aid.
Mm-hmm.
just don't know what to say. Sorry about the dead air there, but just how things are. Terrorists. You reap what you sow. That's all I say about that one. Just for personal gains, or gains of others, we missed out on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we co-existed. We're going to try to get back to 100% and see what happens. See exactly what happens. Okay, again, now let's go back. I want to go back. Usually I don't try to go back. But, again, I'm up here looking. You have the kid getting shot at, and actually a $10,000 bond. So what's that, $5,000 okay. to come up with to get out?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's been a long time since I've been six. What could I do at six that's going to hurt you?
Yeah.
You tried to get with a sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know. I'm just silent on that, and I don't need to be silent. But what can you do? Anybody out there tell me what can a six-year-old do? Piss you off? But want to hurt him? What do you think? You think that you so pissed? I don't know.
That's crazy, huh?
He stole my cookie. You did this. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not for you to get.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the guy, I'm not sure if the man has some kind of psych issues or racist or combination. I'm not sure what's going on, but, you know, you got to look at all those angles, you know.
They could have been any of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the above. I'm just glad to hit this guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's just so bizarre, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that the counselor, the family, the minister, all get keep this kid on the right page to make a difference in the lives of the people that he come in contact with.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then I'm sure this can really scar him emotionally, you know, obviously.
Yeah. Sick. That's all they grab.
You know, just I'm sure his mind relives this constantly throughout the day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. Oh, wow. Again, don't forget to use and read. I take the Metro News publication. It's well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth it. Now, some of the other things, we talked about shooting, stabbing. You know, we just need to have some peace on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, man, I've done a lot of things, but when you talk about kids, that is just the craziest thing.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. A six-year-old. That's pretty bad. And to hustle a little bit. The mom and dad in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told this story. There's a little girl. She was in the first grade. So I think about six. She was taking care of little brother and little sister.
Mm-hmm.
While mom was in jail. And grandma
you know,
was trying
to get
how
things. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, and grandma was trying to get her little thing on. She didn't want to keep the kids in. You know, where's the sense of family?
I know when I was 6 years old, we used to walk to school, you know. which a lot of people do nowadays, you know.
Well, I understand. That I do understand. But six, I can hear somebody cursing. I might say that. Now, if you don't let a six-year-old, if you don't have no gun with him, out wrestle you, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's six. Those strong behaviors is a chair. He can't move no table.
Mm-mm.
If he has his book bag, might be everything he's encountered.
Right.
But you shoot a kid and $10,000. Man.
And the judge told the man, good luck. Now, what kind of KKK judge is that? You know what I'm saying? And we're not talking about the bottom of Mississippi. We're talking about Michigan here, you know.
Yeah, it's just this world. Sometimes I wish we could just backtrack and just fix things. I wish I could just go back fast. Because at one time we were very successful. You know, you look at Black Wall Street. There's plenty of places. Chubb, George. Yeah, I'm sure it's places in New Orleans where people thrive having nightclubs and restaurants. Then comes Katrina.
Yeah.
Wipe them out of this place. I tell you, Eric, some of the better restaurants here in town, a lot of people who have moved here, transplanted from New Orleans due to Katrina.
Katrina, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's just something. Just something that's in the air here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A cycle. Sometimes these cycles are not broken. And all we need for one to be broken in order for somebody to really just grow. Well,
yeah.
My mama went in, which my grandmama went in, my grandmama mama was in. Let's break the cycle. You know where you're from. Give them a place to visit. Give them an opportunity to see it's more than the four walls that they see every night when they go to sleep.
Because
some people don't know.
Right.
They don't inspire. So we all have to be in the forefront to make a difference. It's rough. It's rough.
Oh, yeah.
About 20 minutes after the hour, we've talked about some things this morning. Shootings all over the place. Savannah, Dallas, New Orleans stabbing. Just six-year-olds getting shot at. That's great. I can grasp that. Vice President goes over. She goes over to Mexico, has some technical issues with her airplane. Now, why on her first flight she having issues with her airplane?
What happened? Couldn't take off?
She's had some issues. Mechanical issues. So we're going to kind of find out what's really happening over there. Go to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it is basically accounting for what Greg Abbott, he talking about building the wall down. So he's trying to relive, you know, 45-9 minus 1 plan. It's just something else. Oh, Harold, you're a little quiet over there on us, but we understand. Try to get your son. I want to see if we can talk to him before getting off the air today, because we got some graduates out here. And I'm going to try to get my graduate on. He's out in California, Eric.
Oh, how's it going for him?
He's trying to enjoy himself.
Yeah.
Out there.
So he likes it out there?
Love it.
I think
he'd love any place but home.
Yeah, know, California has a high cost of living, so you could have to send him a weekly stipend to help him make it through, you know?
Well, I don't think he's ever seen them three letters that mean a lot coming from the bank. Insufficient. I-N. What is that?
Insufficient.
Yes, I spell it anyway. Look, it ain't coming. No, but you know what? It's a true testament of his grit. We did everything we could to put him in a position to succeed. Mm-hmm. And that's what our graduates need to know now, is that take advantage, seize the opportunity to gain the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people that don't want you where you are, and you have to beat the odds. They take a lot of things from you, but they can't take what's between your ears.
Mm-hmm.
You get that knowledge, and if one door closes, it could be another one opens. You have to kind of have that due diligence. Stick to it to make a difference. And I had a couple of kids that I called this morning to see if they would be on, and that's what we need. We need from them to just be good soldiers.
Right.
Because everybody asks me, why do you go and talk to schools and you know, try to help out the community and stuff? You know, I have a little funny, catchy thing. I don't put it out there all the time. You got to know the audience that you're speaking to, too. The reason I go and get these is if somebody got to pay our Social Security. So if they working, look, we'd be able to get a little something. But you just try to inspire to become what they want to be. And I know there's a lot of street education out there that we're fighting. And people who want to jack cars because they don't want to do nothing else. They don't want to work. They get it. Get somebody a benefit from somebody else's work.
Right.
That's
right.
Not good at all. So as we get older, we want these kids to do things and be positive. So you can sit back and say, job well done. Because when I heard that from my grandfather, that meant the world to me.
All right.
To get approval of me doing something. And he wasn't, after I graduated from college, I never thought that when I went off to college, he cried. He wouldn't tell nobody. He wouldn't tell nobody. My grandmother told me he cried. And when I get out here to Dallas, and we drove, and he said, I hope I see you again. It didn't even resonate in my mind. But when I drove from Tampa to here and went to a game in Tallahassee in September, so I got here in June. September, he died.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear about that.
And that's 30 years ago, over 30. But you never forget because that's why we take things for granted. You never know if that's going to be the last time that you see that person. You don't always think. But now that I've stirred your conscience, you'll think about it. So that's we have to live our life to the fullest, make sure that we prepare the people that we come in contact with so that they can carry the torch. So the three of us won't be able to carry the torch for the family forever. But if we can get a child or a niece, a nephew, or some child to carry the torch, then as King would have said it, then your living would not have been in vain. Those are the things that we need to do.
Right.
And I'm challenging everybody, go donate your time. You have a little time. I know Carol worked with Cedar Hill Action Team, but we need to stop and do something. And I know in our fraternity, we have Kappa League. I always try to speak to those guys.
Right.
I've talked with they have different names wherever they are, but the ladies groups, both for AKA and Delta. Jack and Jill of America, I've had an opportunity to talk to those kids as well. Just try to give them, really reinforce what their parents have been telling them, that sometimes it takes hearing from another person
right.
to really do it in their heads.
Right.
Yeah, so a lot is going on. When you talk about kids, that really get all worked up because they definitely are our future. And let's give them the tools to be able to move forward. But if it's some despair out there and these kids out in the street, you know, I got in trouble one week talking about the homeless. Well, I'm just telling you what I see. When you see some people that are homeless, and definitely somebody had a cell phone out there, and you homeless. At least that's what you told us, you were homeless. And to get to the government programs, you need to have a phone. So some kind of way they had the resources to get the phone. And we want you to be able to eat and survive out there. But we can get you to try to work or get in a program to reform and get things in place so that you can live a good, honest living. That's what it's about. I don't know if you all ever been on the street, but to see how those folks, they fighting for spots. People fighting
okay,
over the down to the... That's what's displeasing to me. And they over there fighting over anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't like this. Some of their belonging is all that they have.
Oh, yeah.
All that they have. So, folks, you know, let's make a difference in the lives of the people that come in contact with us. Hopefully it'll start the domino theory, and they'll be able to tell somebody if you can't find anybody to tell that's in desperate need of support. And that's not so much financial, but support in what they do in order to get out of the situation that they're in.
Right.
That's what we need. We really need. So, anything else going on in New Orleans?
Right. Yeah, I got something else. There's two projects the city is taking on. One, they want to move City Hall to Congo Square, which is a historic landmark. Sacred site for the African-American community because during enslavement times, the French plantation owners would allow our enslaved ancestors to go to Congo Square to have their Sunday cultural events and spiritual events. So that's something that's been very much cherished because still to this day, people go out there on Sundays and have their drum sessions in remembrance of what our ancestors were able to do at Congo Square. And so, again, it's a very much a revered spot. But City Hall wants to put up – what they want to do is uproot that sacred spot, cultural center, and put a new City Hall building there. So that's what I talked about. Even though we have a black mayor, the black mayor is heading up this catastrophe. So I called the mayor's office and told her representative that, you know, her possibility of getting into the office won't include my vote if she decides to take over the spot, Congo Square, and put the City Hall building there. Also, there's a situation in which there's a possibility of a new recreation center that can be put forth at the old Six Flags site. And the recreation center will include a swim park, water park, science technology center, ride, you name it, it's going to be there. And one of the main financial backers of it is a black man here in New Orleans, okay? Now, their competitor is Drew Brees, the Hall of Fame quarterback, and Super Bowl quarterback, and their proposal was much less
than what the other organization offer, which has a black backer behind it. So Drew Brees' plan was to bring a aquaponics center, some farming activities, and some kind of transportation building too. But it didn't. It was not the economic driver that the community wants. And the community is New Orleans East, which has a large black population. And these individuals are doing pretty good for themselves too. So people believe the fix is in because there's a committee that the mayor put together, and the committee does not have anybody from New Orleans East on it. One of the members on committee East is like a sort of an opponent of the black backer who is opposing Drew Brees' group. So, again, I called the mayor's office. I said, well, community has spoken. They want the program that has the swim park, the rock park, rides, business center, its golf course. They want that. They don't want an aquaponics center and an agricultural center that Drew Brees is putting forth. But so they gave him 30 days to come back and to revise their plans. And initially it wasn't supposed to be 30. It was winner take all, but people saw that the fix was in and the city was getting a lot of flack. So Drew Brees' group came back and decided to copy a lot of ideas what the other group had. Now they say, oh, yeah, well, along with the aquaponics park and the agriculture, we can put rides and a swim park and all this kind of stuff in there, But people think the fix is in for Drew Brees' group to get this project. So I told her, I said, hey, she's getting reelected this coming October. I said, my vote for you would depend on whether you give this group that's highly backed by the black businessman, they're just doing that they receive to go ahead and do the project. So we'll just have to see, what is going to happen. You have a lot of black churches supporting the group that had a lot of black backing behind it. You have black churches supporting that. You have the community in New Orleans East supporting that. So we'll just see the black mayor. Is she going to follow what the community wants, or is she going to follow, I guess, her financial backers and Drew Brees and all the politics and pressure that goes along with having Drew Brees get the project? So. We'll see what happens.
Yes. Okay. Now, I'm just going to have my eye on something real quick. Thank you for the update there. Harold, you still with us?
Yes, sir. I just had you on mute.
Yeah, okay. All right. Strip a little bit. Were you able to get that young man on for me?
No, man. He probably asleep.
Okay. He's tired, that's all.
Yeah, he's tired. Tired of doing nothing, I guess. But congratulations on that milestone that we wish him the very best, and it's just the beginning.
Right.
Of something in his life. We all thought when you finished high school that you were at that level, not knowing that that's another jump start for you. For the next phase of your life. And I want to wish them all the very best during these times. But, again, there's just so much going on. We talked about the terrorists that the previous president put on what affected the distillers in Kentucky. They have a lot of barrels that they will send to Europe, but with the terrorists with that group, won't be able to send it. They hanging on to it. So they're hoping that President Biden will change some things over in the summit that's overseas. We also talked a little bit, not much, about the mechanical issues of Vice President Kamala Harris, her plane, first flight away, and then she had some issues, but she arrived safely. And we're always praying for our leadership when they go abroad or anytime in Air Force One or Air Force Two. He's talking about immigration. And speaking of immigration, Harold and
Eric, what do you think? Now, a lot of the national monies have folded as it relates to this wall, but the great governor of Texas is trying to get independent people to continue building the wall. Now, when there was a wall, they, whatever the circumstances were or would have been, they never bucked the system here in Texas. It was all a gung-ho. Now that the 45th president is out of the office, now they're trying to buck it. You know, it's like, wow, what is that all about? Well, we understand they're playing politics. They want to finish the wall. You know, and that's how they're doing it. And I know, Harold, you know a lot of people down by the border, don't you?
I sure do.
And, you know, it can be a little treacherous. I've been to Juarez. I've been on that side. I've never been, well, as a matter of fact, I've been to Laredo. Worked for an air company, Air Ambulance, and we had to fly to Laredo, drive up to the border, and I can tell you, right now, where all the old ambulances are, they down in Mexico. We get in a stripped down ambulance. We had to hang IV bags with those little plastic hooks with the adhesive bag, so there was nothing in the ambulance. We get to the hospital where the patient is, because we're trying to bring them back to the state, and they're all guards. Well, we had to go through. You know, the only thing, prayer, and you had to do, you from a professional standpoint, you knew what needed to be done. But when everybody got a gun, everybody but you have a gun, kind of make you think. Them people could open fire on us. You all would have never done. What a story that you flip by. Go ahead.
Yeah, on this illegal immigration situation, I always look at how is it going to affect the black community. So if they do build a wall, how would that affect the black community in terms of jobs and salaries and whatever else that comes along with having illegal immigration?
I'll tell you how it works. There'll be more jobs available. But we've gotten where we don't want to do those jobs no more. There was a time when you went in a hotel, and it's only been a few years ago for me. I went to Cincinnati, and the hotel I stayed in, they were having a big event. And I walked by the kitchen just to see if the setup was there like it is in Texas. Well, it wasn't. There were brothers and sisters in there. And I was like, wow. I'm like waving like I'm at a parade at them. Because you don't see that down here. Now,
okay.
Latino brothers and sisters, I'm not mad at them. But they learn how to do everything. Everything. Everything we've been taught of. We used to be the yard men in neighborhoods. Now you have a lot of our Latino brothers and sisters, and I say sisters, that are out there cutting the yard. All the only English they really can speak. $35. At least they give me that impression. And then they bring a niece or a daughter to translate for them. That's, you know, that's what you hear. But when I was in Cincinnati, that was the proudest moment of my life. You would have thought I won $1 million. Because when I was growing up, if you went to a restaurant like Piccadilly, some of y'all might know about Piccadilly. Piccadilly and them old bright pink, yellow, gold, anything you can think of. That was the uniform they had on.
But we were in the kitchen. We were doing what? That almost became my first job. Yeah, we see. And then when you come here in Texas, soul food. You don't see nobody black in the kitchen. Very few. You can still go to two partners and Harold, what's up? Sweet Georgia Brown.
Find
those, you're going to see representation. But you,
so what
you
about a place called the Black Influence?
Look, Norma's Cafeteria. Eric, Norma's Cafeteria. I don't see nobody. They got green macaroni and cheese. And you don't see it like you used to, which is very unfortunate. But those are we just continue to do, just enough.
What percentage of blacks live in Dallas? If you have to
say it again.
What percentage of blacks live in Dallas?
We're looking at maybe 40%, 30 to 40%.
Okay, yeah. All right. So what kind of work do a lot of them do?
All over the spectrum. You have domestic, like we used to call it. You have city work. People have been on those jobs in utilities. We are becoming, as far as the high-tech industry,
right.
We have a lot of individuals that are working for the Fortune 500 company. Our number has really grown with what Frisco is doing. AT&T,
right.
The headquarters is here. You have Frito,
right.
You have Toyota. A lot of corporate businesses are moving to Dallas. Because of the general location. So you do see a lot of high power folks out front.
Right.
And then when you glimpse of what's behind the scenes, you do see several faces. So there's a lot of money left on the table with a lot of these companies.
We
need to get in and benefit from it.
Yeah. But that's what I was talking about earlier. I want the mayor of New Orleans to put her weight, her committee to put that weight behind the project in which we have significant black investors involved, And, a lot of times what black politicians like to do, they like to get with you and hobnob and, go to your dances and eat with you and sing along with you, but when it comes to contracts, they know where to be found, So we're not interested in them socializing with us. We're interested in them doing business with the black community,
Right.
And like not
you have to get those dollars to stay in the community.
That's so true.
They still can dance good. They're really good singer. That politician can dance good. Man, they something else. I'm gonna go vote for them. That's not enough.
Well, we had something similar over in Fort Worth just recently with the mayoral race. Young lady had no political prowess other than being the chief of staff of the previous mayor.
Right.
And, Fort Worth has always been a stronghold for Republicans.
Okay.
And so the Democratic, Deborah Peoples, she ran, and actually about 9,000 was the difference. That's pretty amazing. I don't know in 4 years if she's going to run again, but really was pulling her. Of course, she's not.
Right.
I'm not in her municipality, but those are just some of the things that we're dealing with in this area. So they're saying Worth is in the top 20 of schools, as far as schools citywide and all of that, and they have their issues just like any other major city. But it's a big contrast between, that's like New Orleans trying to compare to, I know some people are going to get me for this one, Plaquemine.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
mm-hmm.
no size, yeah. You know, and Plaquemine mm-hmm. may do good things, but it's just Plaquemine. And Fort
mm-hmm.
Worth is
mm-hmm.
like smaller than Dallas.
Okay, right.
If we pooled our resources here in the Metroplex, we could be the
mm-hmm.
largest city in the world. I mean, largest city in the country.
Yeah.
To Fort Worth, which would include Arlington, Irving, Mesquite,
right.
Arlen, DeSoto, Lancaster, Lancaster, Duncanville,
mm-hmm.
we'll have
mm-hmm.
a city. We'll be almost yeah. like Harris County. And that's what they've done.
Oh.
They've annexed every little town there.
uh-huh.
So, you know, it's quite challenging what you're dealing with here in Texas, and I'm sure throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to apply resources. You know, if you know somebody got some money and your money's strong, let's put our money together and let's start investing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's getting mm-hmm. beat on the investment side.
Right. Right.
So, you know what? It's been real, guys, as we bring it to the close.
That's fast.
About 50 seconds. Eric, thank you, as always, for contributing,
sure.
giving us that New Orleans. And I'm forever grateful because I butchered up that street.
Yeah.
And thank you. And that's what it's all about. Some things that we don't know about, you told us about a lady on her way to work. Physical therapist
mm-hmm.
stabbed guy trying to hijack or carjack her, and that's what this platform is all about. We'll find out what's going on in your world as well, and we thank you for helping us always in the New Orleans area. We'll see you next
well,
week. Harold,
yes,
appreciate it, bro.
Yes, sir.
As always, I know we had a little ground interference there, but we got you. And
yeah.
we'll catch you next week. Everybody, thank you so much for being a part of Andrew's World and by way of the World According to Drew. We're out. See you next week. Peace. We're closing on this.